DFW.
Hey, Ken, how are you?
Yep, doing pretty well. How was your day?
Pretty good. It's not over yet, but I got a few minutes waiting in traffic here.
Please, you here in a couple of minutes. I'm on here to Zaxby. I noticed the radio doesn't work too well when you get close to the store.
Yep, you're starting to break up already. I'm just right down the road from you.
Z4M Mobile.
Station, I missed your call. KO4HKX. Patrick on this end.
And Patrick, this is Kilo Zulu 4 Mike.
Tom?
Just got in the vehicle, heading down 14.
I'm on Wade Hampton playing in traffic myself.
I was coming up a little while ago and got into a parade in Greer, and I couldn't figure out what in the world it was, but it looked like maybe a Halloween parade or something. I'd never heard of them doing that before.
Yeah, I say, darn, I hate that too.
Up here and run some errands and come pick up some liquid tape and wall wart and a couple other things for ham station I'm working on, and I went, you know what, it's too quiet in here. My radio is not turned on.
Too many on this time of day.
So I don't get on 2 meter much anymore unless I'm in the car.
Tool truck all day, so I'm in and out of this tool truck all day long, so I'm pretty much always here.
You do any HF work?
I'm only a technician, so I can only play on 6 meter and a small portion of 10 meter.
Okay. Well, you get wrapped up. Well, actually, you can come now. It doesn't matter. Our SCDXA meeting is tonight at Mythos at 6 o'clock. That's where all the... A large group of the DXers in the area get together once a month.
I've been trying to make it to that meeting, but Thursdays are my longest day. I started like 4:30 in the morning, and I still haven't finished my route yet, so that's my issue with it. But I would love to come. Bob's invited me a couple times.
Yep, you get a chance, come on out. Good group of guys. Usually when there's a presentation, it's very knowledgeable and interesting, so I enjoy it, but I'm debating right now whether I'm going to make the meeting tonight or not. I did not get my honeydew list, and I didn't get to the store, and Mama ain't going to be happy if I don't get her some meat.
Might make it to a whole lot less meetings. Either way you look at it, one way or the other.
Him also, and I talked her into going to Sedco this year, and she went up and she enjoyed it. She loved it. Come back and she'd order 991A. So now I've got to get her station set up.
You don't hear many women on here at all that I've noticed. I have heard a few, but not many.
On occasionally. She is usually more of a listener, but if you call her, she'll answer up. Or at least she does me and Tom and about anybody else that yells at her. But otherwise, she just listens.
Not either. Somebody's got to keep this bunch straight.
And checking into the net, but our lives have gotten so busy now in the evenings, a lot of times we just forget about checking in, so we haven't been on the net in a while.
Try to either check in with the RF or through the internet if I'm not going to make it, or let the net controller that I'm not there. I do a lot of traveling, I do a lot of dead spots. So I have to, if I'm going to be out in the dead, I try to let them know that I'll be in there when I can.
When did you get your ticket?
2020.
My signature may be on your VEC then.
I took mine online.
Online?
Yes, sir, I did.
Okay. Well, it works, I guess.
They just started doing it when I took mine last year. I took it through Ham Study, and that's how I got my technician's license, because I didn't know anybody in the hobby directly to ask to find out how to get a hold of anything. So that was all I knew, is that's what I found.
Roger. Well, have you been studying for your journal?
Yes, I have. I was going to go try to upgrade last Saturday, but life just gets in the way and I didn't make it, so I'm going to have to try to keep studying until next month.
I think we had four, best I can remember, that tested last Saturday, so we still get, you know, anywhere between three and half a dozen, unless one of our classes ends, and then there's all kinds of people in there. We've had 30 people trying to test, but that's what I was going to tell you. All of our classes are online. If you go to Google or go to YouTube and look up Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee, all of our classes are recorded and online, and I think we're going to actually start having physical classes again next year.
Some of those classes by Whiskey Echo Echo Yankee, I believe it was. I found those, so I've been watching them already.
Well, if you need any assistance with anything, give us a yell. Gary, Dave, and myself will be happy to help you any way we can.
Gary and Dave at the Greer Club meeting, not this last one, but the one before in September.
I missed this last one. I can't remember anything anymore. I think I was there last month.
I see so many faces during the day and talk to so many people that it all starts to run together after a while.
LBO, she's her work schedule's changed, so it's kind of hard for us to get time in the evenings to do things together. And I hate to go and her not go, because then she's, you know, she'd rather go with me to one of the meetings. So, you know, I try to go with her whenever I can.
I don't blame you for that. But listen, I'm going to have to get off here. I'm pulling into my next stop, so I'm going to have to say 7-3, Tom. It was nice talking to you, and I look forward to meeting you in one of the meetings or when I come upgrade to my general. So you take care out there in 7-3s, KO4, HKX, and I'll be clear on your final.
Patrick, good talking to you. You be careful out there. I'll say 73s. Give us a yell if you ever need us. Kilo Zulu, 4 Mike Mobile.
TFW. Yeah, I took one of your general classes before COVID, and then the extra canceled out because of COVID. You think you might do an extra class next year in person?
It works. We haven't quite got it figured out totally yet, but that's a goal. So there's nothing written in stone as of now, but that's a goal we're working for.
Y'all have to keep an eye on next year to make sure I can get into that class. I don't do too well focusing on, you know, doing online. I like the hands-on stuff.
The same way, but you know, everybody learns a little differently, so I don't like doing it online, but you know, well, we were restricted to only that for so long, but you know, at least we were still able to get stuff out there.
Awesome job, and you know, I admire you guys for doing it, and that just did. I wish I could, you know, stay focused long enough to watch a video.
During this COVID, it's all been Gary and Dave. I've pretty much backed out away from everything. I've had all kinds of stuff going on and trying to start a new station and everything else, so I've dropped the ball and not been there to assist as much. But I'm looking forward to getting actually in the classroom again.
Yeah, you and me both. I was in the right turn lane. I had somebody in the third lane making a right-hand turn.
I'm sitting here watching this goofball. It's coming southbound on Highway 14, coming into Greer. And I don't know why, but everybody wants to try to stop and make a left turn at Country Club Road. And there's no turn arrow. I'm like, daggone, why didn't you turn, you know, two blocks up? He could have turned and avoided all this heavy traffic. They get down here at Country Club, and I just sat through the cycle of lights. That was the third time. It just now turned green for the third time, and I was the third car in line. It took me that many times to get through because of the guy trying to turn left.
Anything right here on 290 up here at the Fairview Baptist Church, and that if you're trying to take a left, man, you'll sit there for a while, and it just blocks everybody up. From one car.
I'm very familiar with that area. I had backed away from going through there when they messed up the intersection there at Gross Meadow and 101, and I've tried to avoid that place here lately like the plague.
Oh, yeah, I loved it when they put that three-way stop. That was ingenious. Now there's a three-way red light.
Turned right there behind the church on the 101 and had to stop because traffic was backed all the way up to there.
Oh, yeah. Being ridiculous around here. Me and Mama kind of trying to look for a little bit of property a little bit further out where when we retire, you know, we can not get into this traffic so much, or at least pick and choose when you do have to get into traffic. Oh, yeah.
I like living out away from this, but anymore it's just getting crazy. I mean, traffic's growing way quicker than what they're keeping up with the roads, and it's like people are getting dumber too.
Yeah, you definitely got that right.
It was good talking to you, sir. I'm going to try to make a stop right here and try to get to pick up some meat from the butcher and try to get home before Mama does so I don't get in trouble. But you take care, sir, and you be careful out there on the road. I'll say 73, and I'll be clear on your final. Kilo Zulu 4 Mike.
Yeah, 73, Tom. You have a good one, and that I enjoy talking to you. And that, as always, and tell Sharon we said, hey, don't remember where the call sign was, but I know she was in that general class with me. Yeah, be clear.
Ken, are you still there?
Yeah.
Where or not, but yeah. Sharon's call sign is KN4LBO, Little Blonde Operator. And, yeah, I didn't know if you were aware or not, but, yeah, that would be who I was referring to as Mama.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I figured it out when you were talking with Patrick. I was just in a terrible spot. I don't know, right there at that Zaxby's on Wade Hampton Boulevard, you can't get out at all.
Well, she's getting off here in about half an hour, so I'll see her a little bit later, and I'll tell her that you said hello, and she'll be tickled. So you be careful out there. I'll say 73 again. Kilo Zulu 4 Mike.
Oh, yeah. 73, Tom. KN4 TFW, clear. Oh, yeah.
KN4 DWA.
KP4 CPA.
We're going to go right up here to not this traffic light, but the second traffic light right there at that Walgreens. We're going to turn left. Go out.
I'll turn left.
K6Z, K4RXI.
right up here, Dave. Turn left.
Roger that.
K4 RXI Anderson Mobile.
Oh yeah.
All the way up here to the end of Old Furnace and turn right.
Oh yeah. Okay, you want to go to 5-2? Oh yeah. Ben.
Have you got a quick reverse?
Oh yeah.
Have you got a quick reverse?
Roger.
Got it on a quick reverse.
I'm not getting it.
You know what I mean when I say wide oak?
Oh, yeah. You said white oak? You mentioned that the other day, but I can't remember what that was in reference to.
Over to 5-2.
Yes, KB4 CPA. Oh, yeah.
It's taking me a minute to get there.
Good radio check.
Thank you.